This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every once in a while, we have to pause because one of our team members has done something extraordinary. And I honestly think it's worth representing because if you're a new mum or an expectant mum, that season of life can be filled with a lot of brand new firsts. And when you're in the middle of lockdown and you're isolated, it can be hard to rally around with your community to get you through it. Well, joining us on the show is Ali Barnes. Top of the morning to you, Ali.
Hey, Dunk.
This is weird because you're our producer and we've teed this one up because we believe your brand new podcast, Mum's Group, needs celebrating. Let's hear a bit of the trailer now.
I just thought during that time, like during the first 6 months of being a mum, do you just shoot up the prayer like, can you please
help,
let my baby go to sleep?
I don't think I actually did that. I almost thought like, God's got bigger things to deal with than this.
I did not feel that way. God, this is the biggest thing you've got right now. Trust me.
You parent in the day and the night. So love them when they need you in the darkness.
Someone's like, are you drinking enough water? Because that produces your milk.
No, but I've had a bag of cookies.
We didn't want to pretend. You just don't get the same support.
I remember just feeling like I wasn't breastfeeding properly because I had a pillow.
You've offered a meal to me so many times and I always
kind of get out of it.
I know, but I'm like, but you're this new mum with this baby as well. How are you helping me?
I wasn't
going to
make it. I was going to send Uber Eats over.
Ali, you've made a podcast. Congratulations.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for about a year, but COVID-19, you know, gave me the motivation. When I listened to loads of the motherhood and parenting podcasts before I had Banjo, they were all fantastic and there was lots of practical advice in there, but none of them shared the same Christian worldview as I'd had. And so I really wanted to create something like that. But even more so now in COVID-19, not having access to a playgroup or a mum's group, I just really felt for people who didn't have that support. So to have a maybe audible mum's group that people could listen to at 2:30 in the morning when no one wants to visit your baby, it might be helpful.
Mate, I just need to say about time because I was hearing about this thing for 12 months. I'm so thrilled to see this up off the ground. Well done.
The problem was that I decided to do it with mums. I should have done it with like 18-year-old single people, but getting mums in a room together was tricky.
Now, if people find Mum's Group, wherever you can get it in any podcast catcher, but what are they going to find when they open up your brand new podcast, Mum's Group?
So we talk about a lot of the things that you'd expect as a new mum in those first 12 months, things about, you know, helping your little ones sleep, feeding them, self-care, but it's all in light of how our faith impacts these things. And there aren't any experts on the podcast, so if you're having a really hard time getting your child to sleep, unfortunately, we don't have any of the magic formulas. But I think it's really encouraging, or it certainly was for me, being in a mum's group, hearing other people's stories and hearing their experiences and approaches, that I wasn't the only one struggling or that the way I was doing it was fine, because there's loads of different approaches to this thing we called parenthood. So it's just, yeah, mums, everyday mums with a faith perspective, sharing how they're raising their little ones.
Who is this for, Ali? Because I've got young kids. Others have teenagers. I know you've got, like, Banjo's, what, nearly 2 years old. Who is this for?
Well, I definitely have new and expectant mums in mind, but my husband's been listening and a couple of his mates, and they said they kind of liked it, you know, peeking behind the veil of what their wives were experiencing and how they could better support them. So, yeah, for any new parents, I think, I'm really keen to do a season two on the toddler years and glean lots of wisdom on discipline and all the things I'm struggling with right now. But, yeah, this is definitely for someone, if you know, who's about to have a baby or is just had one for those sort of first 12 months.
I've got it open in my podcast feed now, Mum's Group. Best and worst advice episode on that, self-care, long wait for motherhood as well, milk, sleep, miscarriage, even one on returning to work, which you've had to do yourself.
Yeah, big transition time.
So can I just say on behalf of our team, congratulations on pulling this off. And there's more episodes to come, right?
Yeah, and thank you so much for your support, guys. Really, really appreciate it.
Go check it out. It's available wherever you download podcasts from. What's it called again, Ali?
Mum's Group. But if you also want to connect further, you can find us on Facebook, Mum's Group Pod, which is short for podcast.
Yeah, fantastic.
Extraordinary.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.